Shango!
That's the voice of Angélique Kidjo, the Grammy Award-winning artist from Benin. Her voice is larger than life, and so is her personality. When she came here to NPR West, she filled our hallways with her big laugh. She says she's been like that since she was a little girl.
I mean, from the moment I wake up in the morning, I'll be running so much. My mom is like, can you calm down for a moment? I'm like, what for? Do you have something for me? No, not yet. Boom, I'm already going. She's just like, oh my God.
At 53 years old, Angélique is still moving at the speed of light. Her 11th studio album, Eve, is out on Tuesday. On it, she collaborates with some big names, the Luxembourg Philharmonic Orchestra, Kronos Quartet, Dr. John. She also showcases the voices of African women. Her first song, Mbumba, features women she met on a trip to Kenya as a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador.
I arrived in the second village, and as I was walking in, I have those women standing with their beautiful gown. The voice come from out of this world. My heart start tingling, my shiver everywhere, and I was just like, and then I joined the singing without even thinking. It was just those situations where you feel like you're in another world. And while I was experiencing that, my husband was smart enough to see me reacting to it, took the iPhone and filmed me singing with the lady. Only God knows what they're saying. I don't speak that language. I don't know. I understand the language. I just jump in. And after that, then I had a vision, because the song that I've been writing before was already about women issues. So I'm like, this is it. I want the world to hear this beautiful voice and feel the same shiver that I felt.
You know, you say that you've done a lot of talking about African women. I mean, you're like you said, you're a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. But with this album, you say you wanted to let the women kind of speak for themselves. How did that work? How did you go out and make these field recordings with women in your home country, Benin? What did you say to them?
I mean, the first experience I have of the field recording was in 1985, where I just assumed that because I grew up in the city, there's going to be electricity outlet everywhere. So I learned hardly, and I have to plug all my equipment on the battery of the car. So this time around, I went there with a boombox and a recorder, a digital recorder. So I brought a lot of batteries to be covered. I mean, I can open a store of battery right now as we speak. So I went first to Porto Novo. There I met two groups of women. And when I started playing the music, the reaction for every single women group was the look they gave me. Like, you kidding us?
So you were playing them songs, your own songs.
My song. And they look at me and I say, okay, don't panic. I'll do it with you. Come on, when you are. Because they were so eager to give me songs to be with me that they didn't want to mess it up. So I'll start singing with them, and then step by step, the music called you. You cannot just stay without reacting to it. They start singing and singing and singing.
So all you had to do was play just a little bit of your own music.
And that's
and
it.
And turn it off, and then they would just
they just go.
Wow. Have won a Grammy. You received classical training in Paris. I think people might be surprised to hear that you don't read music.
Yeah, I don't.
How do you pull that off?
You know, I have a very great memory. I mean, when I was in the jazz school, I was going to a class of reading music. And after 3 months, the teacher told me, He called me aside and said, come here. See, I saw you. You memorize everything. You know the whole book by heart. If you stay here, you're going to kill your memory, and that's going to be hard for you. Get out of here. I'm like, it was so boring class for me. I'm like, why am I going to do me? I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, this is just that doesn't fit in my life. And when he said that, I said, God bless you. Hooray. I'm out of here. Yee-hee. I ran fast. I'm like, I'm never going to come back. I was so glad I'm not doing it.
I'm speaking with Angélique Kidjo. Her new album is called Eve. And in addition to the new album, you've also released a memoir earlier this month. It's called Spirit Rising. You go back to your childhood in the West African country of Benin and to your first time performing on stage. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, wow. That was the freaking experience ever. That's the first time I experienced the expression, all your bone is shaking in your body and you can hear it going, but I'm like, hey, this is kind of cool. I have the light in front of me. I can hardly see anyone in the public. It was all dark back there. Uh-huh. There were only one spotlight in the whole theater, and it was on me. So I'm like, nobody's seeing me. I can goof around. I can sing my song and get the hell out of here.
What was the song you sang? Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's great. How old were you when you sang it?
Six.
Your book talks about, too, how you started as this really naive girl in the beginning. You know, you were from a family of musicians, but you were from a small village. And now you're this huge public figure on the world stage, you know, sort of representing your continent. How did you make that? How did that transition happen?
There have been two moments in my life. That the first one, I didn't even know the impact it has before the second one arrived. When I first saw the cover of Jimi Hendrix on an album with his big afro, and my brother was trying to wear the afro wig too. He said, I want to look like him, I want to play like him, and sound like him. I say, by the way, I wanted to ask you, what is this language he's singing? I understand nothing. He look African, but it's not an African language I can recognize. He said, no, he's not African. He's African-American. I look at him, I'm like, you're right. I'm 9 and I'm stupid, you think. How can you be African and American at the same time? He said he's a slave descendant. I said, what is a slave? What is a descendant? What's going on here? So I went to ask my grandmother. She started telling me the story of slavery. I'm like, you're losing your mind. I didn't believe it. And then when I turned 15, for the first time I heard about apartheid. When I saw Winnie Mandela on the Nigerian TV that we're smuggling to.
Apartheid.
It's just like your whole world collapsed because you live in a family, in a household, where you're taught by your parents that a human being is not a matter of color because we all one human family. And then suddenly, both of them, my 9-year-old story and the apartheid story just collided. It's just like explosion in my life. And I get so angry. And I went into my room and wrote for the first time what we can call today Engage, a political song. In the album Aye, where the song is called Azanakwe, which means the day will come. The first draft of that song was so hateful I can't even start to remember it. When I start singing it, my father said to me, no, it's not going to happen here. Not under this roof. I told you violence and hate will not have any space in this house. Music has always been the last resource for me to deep down in myself, beyond anger, beyond pain, to find that place that is always there of light, peace, and love to bring it out. Because if you let hate and violence into your heart and into your soul, there's no way you come back out of that.
As an artist, you know, counter all the negative images we see out of Africa. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, on one hand, you're supposed to be this, you know, international spokesperson about the challenges that mm-hmm. some Africans face. But then on the other hand, your music is about victory and joy and music and dance. Does that kind of mean you're pulled in two different directions sometimes?
The negative image of Africa is a story that has been told by other people. We Africans have never told our story. And the present today with the technology is showing a different story, a different vision from Africa. For me, as an African, I feel comfortable in my body enough and in the culture that I hold because my culture have impacted and inspired all the music of the world. Whatever is out there, you take back, you find Africa in it. You can bring more to your own culture by being open. I've always been open to every different culture. That's what makes me rich. That's what makes me the artist that I am because I really don't care. I don't care the skin color you have. I don't care the language you speak. When it comes to music, I am at the service of the song, and we all should be. That
That's Angelique Kidjo. Her new album is called Eve. That comes out on Tuesday. You can hear the full album at nprmusic.org. Her memoir is Spirit Rising. That's out now. I'm